TSNStores.com followers, or anyone else who has stumbled upon this audio file, I hope it finds you well. The time is 2020 Eastern Daylight Time on May 13th, 2013. Welcome to Episode 6 of Deadly Premonition Quick Listens. We drove a really long distance to Greenvale Forest Park. The traffic was light and the scenery was breathtaking. I even drove on dirt paths. I don't think I spotted a building more than 2 stories high, Zach. Very low levels of visual pollution. When we finally got to the park, I couldn't believe how big it was. That one man, Harry Stewart, can own such a large amount of space amazes me. We met the eyewitnesses at the scene of the crime. The 3 people who found the body are Jim Green and his twin grandsons, Isaac and Isaiah Ingram. Twins, Zach. Just like in my dream. Jim is the Forest Park warden and a former tree surgeon. After some brief questioning of all 3 parties, I stuck around and investigated the crime scene. The clues found at the scene of the crime are 2 bent pieces of grass, a picture of a vest with holes, a missing piece of a pinheel shoe, and a chip with rusted metal dust. After some profiling, I decided that maybe after hanging Anna in the tree, the man in the hood knelt down for reasons other than pervasion. Was he praying? Like the twin said, Zach, she was a goddess. This could be a sort of sacrificial murder we're dealing with. We found evidence that a 3rd party exists in the crime, Miss Stiletto Heels. Whether she is another victim or an accomplice is yet to be determined. Emily notified me that only 1 woman would wear stilettos this far into the forest. Diane, the owner of the art gallery. She's out of town at the moment, but when she gets back, we'll have to give her a warm welcome home. We're following up on the chip, which might have come from the old lumber mill. Perhaps we'll find the unidentified subject there. Until then, Zach, Agent York, signing off.